infinite light. And so the three wise men that cometh from the east give not the treasures of spices and ambers and myrrh and brought to the lonely born. The three wise men were tokens of the Spirit, and were things of Spirit, which you call Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they gave unto the lowly born the things of the domain of the Spirit. Likewise was the manger the symbol of humbleness, in which the Word was brought into the world. And so it was that Herod, who was a servant of evil, sought to destroy him. And the light of the stars was not the light which shone from the heavens that caused the fear and the wonder of the shepherds, but was the light which shone from God, from within the heart of he who was to shine this light before all men. Weighed in light. If ye have been made less, or if you have been made more, one man against another, weigh not these things without myself. For no man can weigheth another, even against himself, save that his scale is false, and that he weigheth not in all times and places. When each weighing must become unto its time, and be thusly done by he who groweth all things, even the corn and the barley and the vineyards, yea, even the heavens, which water and nourish in light, these things and many more. So the falseness of one man's weighing begets evil in another. For surely as one man seeth his portion to weigh, he seeth not the other, save in another place. And not seen as the lot in the eye of its owner, then surely as the weighing is false, then thy scale holds not the proper balance to weigh eternity, nor in that time or place when what thou now beholdest has passed, and thou wilt holdest no thing unto thyself. The inner portal. Fears, ghostly wraiths from untrammeled halls of time, unswept, unclean by shafts of light from thine own illumined presence, shineth now one star and become a part of all the heavens. Catcheth thou one sunbeam and hold the glorious sun within thy hands. Seest thou one flower beneath thy feet, and the world blooms as a single rose. For only fancy's flight is caught within the web of thine own desires, as thus enmeshed toils long to free itself. For fancy cometh not from star or shining beam or flowery dell, a crone of selfishness who chuckles in our sleep, a thing of selfishness and greed to rob us of our peace. The shining self within is hidden deep, yet wings its way to utmost outerness. Its golden hair caught deep within each web of heaven becomes entwined in starry tryst, nor knoweth not the longing meant that cometh from some great apartness. But therefore, meek with the graces of heaven be, and that thy soil will become steeped in the essences of creation. For thus do the gates of eternity open up before thee. Be not a stranger, but enter in. Reflections. Transcendent is the power within that holds aloft my soul, and in a clime so far removed from earthly things, my soul does sing rejoicing in the things which make the heavens, yes, in all the stars and moons and suns. And held aloft, my soul will thus become a radiant thing, so shining in this light, illumined as within, these shafts leap out in light, these craggy darkness to plummet into depths unknown, bring out from deep within these unknown depths more lustrous jewels than e'er beheld by man, these precious gems of hope and faith that beat within the breast of man. Reflections. Transcendent is this power within that holds aloft my soul, and in a clime so far removed from earthly things, my soul does sing rejoicing in the things which make the heavens, yes, in all the stars and moons and suns. And held aloft, my soul will thus become a radiant thing, so shining in this light, illumined as within, these shafts leap out into the light, the craggy darkness to plummet into depths unknown. Bring out from deep within these unknown depths more lustrous jewels than e'er beheld by man. these precious gems of hope and faith that beat within the breast of man. Of fishermen. 2,000 years ago, a man walked upon the shore of an inland sea, tall and of red beard and hair and of noble bearing. Yet there was much more than this which set him apart from all others. And as he walked, he came upon a boat resting upon the beach, wherein sat two fishermen mending their nets. And he called to them, saying, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And straightway they laid down their nets and followed. What kind of courage was this that could cause these two men to follow this unknown stranger? Perhaps the answer to this was in the hearts of these two men. Perhaps it was an inward knowing that superseded any material desires or instincts to remain with the known things of their life. And as they followed, the day quickly came when they were vindicated in this apparent madness. And they saw many miracles wrought and great truths spoken. And there were others, too, who likewise followed and saw and heard. And many fell by the wayside, for they could not meet the one simple requirement which must be fully met with, to give freely of themselves. And of the 12 who remained and gave of themselves, yet there was even one among these few who would soon sell himself and the others for 30 pieces of silver. And for this, in his great sorrow, he would hang himself on the thorn tree. What great paradox is this? What great mystery that it is, that always men must turn upon those who love them most. How oft it is that those great souls from the higher planes have asked themselves this same question. Yet surely they must know the answer, for indeed it is, theirs is a never-ending quest. To seek goodness and virtue among men in these earthly worlds, and in this quest, finding one and then another who has this goodness and virtue and can give freely of himself. For there is this great mystery, lies an answer, sought by all, yet found by so few. Yes, even after thousands of years of turmoil and strife among themselves, and with themselves, they come not upon the answer, and their cries of despair are heard in the high places. So again it is that a white-winged messenger brings one small flame of light to lead these few from out their darkness. For in the infinite mind all things have been conceived, and in this conception, the fruit of wisdom is always born from out the womb of time, wherein all men suffer until the day of their delivery. How great it is to know of this light and this fruit, and to know of him who brings it forth into the darkened regions of these earthly worlds. Yet greater even it is to hold this same light, even though those he came to help would set upon him like ravening beasts. For For as each man is born, truly it is that he liveth not until he liveth for all men. Christ personified. To each man is promised a personal Savior, and so it must be that in the hour and need of each man that he will see his Jesus. For surely is not Jesus of all things which each man desires the most? Is not the Son of God a part of each and every one? And that as he asks himself, for he is all of these things of Jesus. And thus it is in the hour of need of every human being who has been cast upon the shores of the desolate island of despair, and in the hopelessness of the wastes which he seeks about him, that he has found the hearts and minds of men filled with iniquity and sin, and that their mouths are filled with blasphemy and lying. So he must lift up his voice in despair, for he has renounced all of this, and that the world of material desire has become a cloak of sackcloth and ashes. And so as he transcends the plane of mortal expression, that he will suddenly see before him a Jesus, a shining figure surrounded in a radiant halo of light, and in his deep set and radiant eyes he finds the utmost measure of compassion and sympathy. And he knows not he sees but himself, his own divine reflection. And in this divine personified projection, he is but reflecting all of the ultimate virtues of his own God self. One small flame. So let man cast himself about in the light, for as he shineth about him his light, in this light he too shall be illumined, and that if he holds not this light aloft, so that he casteth forth the shadow, and that all of those in this light shall also cast shadows. And so let the light that shineth come from within thee, and as it comes from within thee, 'tis therefore part of thee, and casteth no shadow, nor canst it cast shadows unto those about thee. For surely that as this light is within thee and of thee, it is also of God and of all things. The Dragon Slayer. Ye have heard it said that there is great evil among men, and that he walketh in the path of lustful desires. Yet surely it is this evil may causeth man to lifteth himself up. Be therefore not foolish, and turneth away from all this, for this evil is like a great dragon. And that if he turneth away with darkness in your eyes, surely he will devour thee. But rather turn upon him, and in thy right hand thou holdest the sword of love, and upon thy left arm is the shield of faith, and thy loins are girt with the armor of understanding. And when thou slayest the dragon, he turneth away from this battlefield. Thy sword and armor may sustained with the dragon's blood, and thy tunic may be rent by his strong claws. Yea, though ye may even be sore and grievously wounded, and that ye seekest out the nearby stream, whence floweth the waters of God's pure wisdom, and there thou washest away the blood and slackened the thirst, and thou findest one to bind up thy wounds, and thus ye cometh unto the light of understanding. Eternal Fountain. Since you have come to the fountain of life to drink, and suffered thee not, but ere the waters should cool thy brow, I would have thee know of the dominion and powers of these waters. For it is said, no man that cometh for these waters shall turn away empty. Verily I say that of this day and of this hour, there are the numbers of days which cannot be told, and worlds which cannot be seen, and the endlessness of all humanity stretcheth far beyond the horizons of all eternal days. Seek ye these waters, nor is the abundance limited thereof. These are the waters of life that I have promised thee, and shall always remain with thee forever.